The Jack Benny Program. From the American Legion Hall in Palm Springs, California, the Jack Benny. With my name is Rochester, Dennis A. Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, our little star is completely recovered from his recent attack of influenza. But his doctors advised him to get a little sunshine and rest. So last Thursday, he got in his Maxwell and had Rochester drive him to Palm Springs.
Gosh, Rochester, no matter how many times I make the trip, I still love the ride to Palm Springs.
It is beautiful, boss.
What town are we passing through now?
Cabazon!
Are you sure? Are you sure it's Cabazon?
Certainly. We've been going through it for the past 2 hours.
I like to get to the springs before dark, although we're not making such bad time considering we had 3 blowouts.
5.
No, Rochester. We only have 3 blowouts.
5. The tire blew out 3 times and your hair blew out twice.
Oh, yes. The man behind us thought we lost our foxtail. I mean, anyway, we've been passing through some nice scenery. I know so many wineries and miles of vineyards.
Yeah, this is the wine country.
And you notice the cows, how sleek and fat they are? They look so contented.
They're more than contented. They're drunk.
Stop making things up, drunken cows. Of all the...
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
We're almost out of gas. We better stop at a gas station.
Oh, all right. Now we have to go through lifting up the seat and everything. Oh, well.
I'll drive to the station on the corner.
Yes, sir. Fill her up. Well, how far are we from Palm Springs now?
17 miles.
17 miles, huh? Let me see. The altitude here is 3,100 feet. And the altitude of Palm Springs is 270 feet, which is a drop of 2,830 feet, which for 17 miles would be about 3.25% grade. Now, the wind is at our back, but at the pass, it becomes a headwind of about 19 miles an hour. I mean, if you put in 2 4/10 gallons...
Yes, Mr. Einstein.
My name isn't Einstein.
Oh, yeah, your initials are on the side of the car, P.H.
Those aren't my initials. They belong to the man I bought the car from.
P.H. Bob Hope?
No, Ben Hur.
Never mind, Rogers. Just stand up and drive. Now, let's get going. We want to arrive at the springs before dark.
That was Thursday. Friday was a beautiful day, and Jack really enjoyed it. He visited Mary Livingston at the Park Lane Hotel, and they spent the afternoon around the swimming pool.
Gee, the sun feels good, Mary.
Yeah. A couple of more hours of this, and we both have beautiful tans.
Say, Mary.
Yes, Jack?
Mary, I'd like to talk to you.
What is it?
Well, it's a little embarrassing.
For heaven's sake, Jack, what is it?
Well, I don't like to mention this, but your bathing suit is awfully snug and skimpy.
Well, go in and take it off. I didn't want to lend it to you in the first place.
Well, I can't help it if Rochester forgot to pack my suit. You think I like wearing yours? I'm going to have an awful time explaining my tan to the boys in the steam room.
Stop pouting and enjoy yourself.
I am enjoying myself. It's a fine town for you to catch a cold in, too. There's one spot I love for vacation, though. It's Palm Springs. Come on, Mary. Let's go in the pool. Last one in is a rotten egg.
Gee, I didn't know Jack could dive that well. She hasn't come up yet. I wonder what happened. If there's nothing wrong... almost nearly a minute. How can he hold his breath that long? I better jump in. Oh, good, he's coming up now.
You, Mary, why didn't you tell me those trunks had no string? Time I ever wear your suit.
Good. And take off my cap. You look like a honeydew melon.
Okay, I'm getting out. Oh, it's cold when you get out. Mary, throw me a towel.
Okay, here you are.
You didn't have to throw it so hard. Help me out of the pool.
That was how Jack spent Friday. And on Saturday, feeling full of vim, vigor, and vitality, he tried his luck on the Tamarisk golf course with Bob Crosby.
What'd you have on this hole, Bob?
I had a par four.
Four?
Yes, Jack, four.
I was sure you took five strokes.
Well, no, my tee shot was right down the middle. Then I used the six iron, was right on the green. My first putt just rimmed the cup, and my second putt was in.
Yeah, you're right. You did have a four. Well, I guess you win that hole.
Why, what'd you have?
12. Well, maybe I'll beat you on this next hole. Go ahead, tee off.
Okay.
Nice shot, Bob. Now stand back, please. I'll make sure it's teed up just right. Well, here I go. Just a...
They're not making the balls as big this year.
Oh, quiet. Stop grinning. You make me nervous. Now, here goes. There, I hit it. Hey, where'd the ball go, Bob?
Well, you sliced it out into the rough.
Oh, well, let's go look for it.
Da-dee-dee-dee, bum-bo-dee-dee. Da-dee-dee-dee, da-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah, it's a pretty song, Bob.
Yeah, I was going to do it on the show.
Oh, good, good. Let me hear it now if I don't find my ball singing encore or something, will you?
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can breathe. And nothing's bad as it may seem. But little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share. One you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you
song, Bob. I like the way you...
Hold it, Jack. We're walking past your ball.
Oh, where is it?
Well, it's right behind that tree. Say, you got a real bad lie there.
Oh, yeah. It's about 200 yards to the green. Got to keep it low so I don't hit the branches of the tree there. And I got to get up high to go over those other trees. Right in front of the green is that big sand trap. Bob, what do you think I ought to use?
Ben Hogan.
Too light a club for me. I'm an ad-libbing fool. And if you did, I was in the same spot yesterday when I played with Stanley Curtis and George Howard. They're both watching the game. I thought I'd mention them. This tree wasn't directly in the way. I said, hey, where'd that ball go?
You know where it went. You kicked it right out into the fairway.
Well, it was an accident.
Some accident. The first kick, you missed it.
Well, it was an accident. I'm going to shoot it from there.
Oh, no, you're not. The rules say that if you move a ball, it costs you a stroke, and you can't argue with me because I know the rules of golf.
You know, Bob, this is an amazing coincidence.
What's a coincidence?
It was exactly this time last year, right here on this course, that my ex-orchestra leader became my ex-orchestra leader because he, too, knew the rules of golf. Patty, hand me my 3-wood. Thank you. Where to go?
Well, I don't know, but when we get to the green, just drop a ball in the hole. I've got a wife and 5 kids to support.
Well, so there it is. Just on the green.
Hey, that was a slow shot, Jack.
Yeah. Well, here's your ball, Bob. Your shot.
Well, all I need is just a little chip.
Nice shot, Bob. Right on the green. Come on. Well, we're both on the green in 2.
Yeah. You putt first, Jack. You're away.
Putt? Aren't you going to concede that?
Jack, you got an 8-foot putt there. Give me one good reason why I should concede it.
I'll give you 6. Your wife and 5 children.
Yes, folks, that's what Jack did Saturday. But now, this is Sunday, the day he does his radio broadcast. And in honor of our locale, today we're going to do a dramatic play based on the historical discovery of Palm Springs. Curtain, music. Ladies and gentlemen, although for centuries without number, the area around Palm Springs was known and loved by the Indians. It was not discovered by the white man till 1774. It was in this year that the Spaniards pushed through to the desert in California. But the Spaniards, hungry for gold, saw no value in this area and pushed on toward the coast. For nearly another century, Palm Springs remained a sleeping in the sun, a veritable paradise for the Indians of the Agua Caliente tribe.
This isn't funny, folks, but up till now, Don has had nothing. Continue, Dante.
Then in the year 1853, 2 intrepid explorers headed west from Texas into the blistering, burning desert.
The sun is sure hot today, Tex.
Yep. This sand is burning my feet, Tex.
I think it's even hotter than it was yesterday, Tex.
I reckon you're right, Tex.
One of us should have come from Colorado. Tell you what, Tex, you can call me Slim.
Okay, Slim. And I think we're lost in this desert because... Hey, wait a minute. Look, there's a man coming towards us.
Oh, yes. Hello there.
Buenos dias, mister.
Now, look, amigo, we're lost. We've been wandering through this desert heat for days without water or food. Our skins are burned to a crisp and our feet worn raw. Maybe you can help us.
Tacos.
What does that mean?
Next time, take the train and relax.
Don't be stupid. There's not a train within 1,000 miles of here.
Yeah, do you live around here?
Oh, no, mister.
Then what are you doing out here in the desert anyway?
I'm looking for my sister, mister.
Your sister's lost, eh? When'd she disappear?
Last night was when I first missed her.
Your sister?
Yes, mister.
Well,
You been walking through the desert all day?
Yes, and on my foot I had a blister.
Well, that's too...
Blister.
Hey, that sis of yours, is she beautiful?
Yes, you couldn't resist her.
Well, maybe you can...
Mister.
I've had enough of this silly talk. Come on, Tex, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute, Slim. Here comes somebody else.
What are you hombres doing around my neck of the woods?
Out of my way, mister. We're trekking onward.
Oh,
yes, we are.
Be careful, Slim. Be careful. That's Windy Wilson, the toughest man in these here parts.
Windy Wilson, eh? Well, I'll take care of that. Caught him right in the stomach. Yes, sir.
You got me. And now I'm a dying. I'm heading for the big corral up yonder, where the deer and the antelope play on fleecy clouds, where there ain't no lost little doggie, and the chuck wagon is always filled. Yes, I'm heading for that big heavenly roundup in the sky. Yes, I'm a...
Oh, shut up. You had enough to do.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Tex.
Wait a minute. Here come three guys on horseback.
Where?
Oh, they will not hurt you, mister. They are my brothers, the Guadalajara Trio. They are singers.
The Guadalajara Trio. Who was that applauding?
I don't know. Dig this crazy desert.
Yeah, sing something, boys.
very good, senor. Now, come on, Tex. We got to go and discover Palm Springs. So long, amigo.
Adios, and if I do not see you till then, happy Easter.
Thanks.
Easter.
Yeah, come on, Tex.
Oh, one moment, senor.
Now what?
I bet you are surprised to meet a Mexican who does not do that silly talk about Sai.
Sai?
Si. Now!
Come on, Beck. Time to discover Palm Springs. No doubt about it, Tex. We're lost.
Yes, Lynn. And you better go on without me. I can't make it. I'm too tired. I'm too thirsty. My throat is parched and...
Tex, what are you staring at?
I look up ahead. There's a pool of clear, cold water and a beautiful gal standing beside it. Let's go. You can have the water.
Tex, come back. It's only a mirage.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, I'm handsome.
Tex, come back. It's a mirage.
How about a kiss, sweetie?
Okay, cutie, come here.
Hey, stop
kissing that
mirage!
Hey,
wait and see! I'll tell you it's a mirage! Hey, stop!
Oh, oh. What?
You're making a fool out of yourself. You were standing there kissing a mirage.
Are you sure?
Look. Your arms around a cactus plant.
Cactus plant? What a fool I've been.
Yeah.
For the past 2 weeks, I've been walking right by them.
Now, look, Tex, get a grip on yourself. Here, take these last few drops of water out of my canteen. I don't think we have too far to go. Tex, look. Look, here, we made it. This is Palm Springs. Read the sign on that building.
Welcome to Palm Springs. Try your luck at Cactus Peace Gambling Joint and Date Shop.
Come on, let's go in.
Hiya, fellas. Come on right in.
Who are you?
I'm Tumbleweed Tess, the owner.
Oh, hello, Tess.
Wait a minute. Hey, Tess, didn't I see you in a mirage before?
No, that was my sister, Babe. She's a cactus plant.
See, Tess, I told you.
If you boys like to try your luck gambling?
Why, sure. What do you got here?
Blackjack, poker, dice, and roulette.
I like to play a little roulette. Is it on the level?
Are you kidding? That wheel is so crooked we have to have the brakes reliant twice a week.
Well, I'm going to play some roulette. Come on, let's go in.
All right, gentlemen, how about a little action around here? Pick your number and watch the wheel go around.
I'll put $5 on 28. That's always been my lucky number.
Okay, $5 on 28.
Wait a minute. This game is crooked. And another thing, your face is familiar to me. Haven't I seen you before?
Could be. In the last half hour, I was a gas station attendant, a Mexican, and a drunken cow.
I thought so. Come on, Tex. Let's get out of here.
Jack Benny is a regular feature of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.